The formality and calm of the U.S. Supreme Court was briefly shattered today by shouts of protest and overturned chairs. But the justices soon moved on to announcing opinions, as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Wednesday morning's Supreme Court session had just been gaveled to order when protesters in the back of the chamber began yelling things like, "One person, one vote," "We are the 99%, "Money is not speech," and "Overturned Citizens United." That's a reference to the court's 2010 decision, issued on this day 5 years ago, which struck down limits on corporate and union campaign spending. Soon, the spectacle became even more bizarre. It sounded like loud drums as galvanized guards overturned chairs to get to protesters, tackle them, and hustle them out of the courtroom. When the commotion subsided, Chief Justice John Roberts looked out over the courtroom with a tiny smile and said, "Our second order of business." But the protest was not over, as more shouters stood only to be hauled out. By then, the Chief Justice was not amused, declaring, "We will now continue our tradition of having open court in the Supreme Court building." In all, 8 protesters were arrested and charged. Protests are extremely rare at the High Court. The most famous was in 1983 when Hustler publisher Larry Flint was hauled out as he shouted obscenities. Despite today's tumult, the court quickly returned to business, starting with opinion announcement and a case of great interest to government whistleblowers and airplane passengers. The facts are these. In July of 2003, the Department of Homeland Security issued a confidential advisory warning of a potential and imminent hijacking on a long-distance flight. Air marshals across the country were called in for a secret briefing. 48 hours later, however, they were informed that assignment to overnight long-distance flights was being canceled. Air Marshal Robert McLean at first thought the cancellation message was a joke or a test of some kind.
Everybody said, "This doesn't make any sense. We just had this emergency briefing that we're under attack, yet 2 days later, we get this message saying that all flights that are going to be 3.5 hours or longer weren't going to be covered."
So he called his supervisor, who told him the coverage was canceled because the agency didn't want to pay for hotels, overtime, and travel allowances, and that there was nothing he could do. McLean then called the inspector general's hotline, where he says that he was told that this is what agencies do when they're running out of money. Fearing for the public safety, McLean blew the whistle. He leaked the story to a reporter. Congress went ballistic, and within 24 hours, the cost-saving measure was canceled. McLean was not named in the story, but 3 years later, the agency discovered his role, and McLean was fired. He challenged his dismissal as illegal retaliation under the Whistleblower Protection Act, but the Merit Systems Protection Board, charged with reviewing such appeals, ruled against him, citing agency regulations that make it illegal to disclose specific details of aviation security measures. When the case reached the Supreme Court, the question was whether an agency regulation is the same thing as a law in this context. The answer, said the court today, is no. Writing for the 7-2 court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said the statute relied on to fire McLean only authorizes dismissals for violations of law and does not contain broader language that commonly punishes violations of any law, rule, or regulation. McLean will return to the Merit Systems Protection Board seeking reinstatement and back pay. He needs the job and the money. His firing meant he could not get another law enforcement job, so he now sells solar panels. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.